two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
We remember 1969 by two major music events. 3 days of utopian chaos on Max Yazga's farm near Woodstock.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you're proving to the world is that 500,000 kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music. And have nothing but fun and music. And I got pleasure for it.
And then, 4 months later, the fatal follow-up, Altamont.
Everybody be cool now, come on. Is there anyone there that's hurt, huh? We're always having something very funny happens when we start that number.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the main well and tears.
The Rolling Stones playing at Altamont, where people got hurt and died. There was a third major music festival in 1969 at Mount Morris Park, Harlem, New York, every Sunday from June to August, unremembered until now. The Harlem Cultural Festival, also known as the Summer of Soul.
Are you ready, black people?
Nobody ever heard of the Harlem Culture Festival. Nobody would believe it happened.
Six weekends of major artists.
The Panthers were the security and kids were sitting up on the trees.
I was nervous.
I didn't expect a crowd like that. Something very important was happening. It wasn't just about the music.
The very best black music acts performed all summer, attracting huge audiences. The shows were filmed and forgotten. The tapes sat in a basement for 50 years until US musician Questlove decided to make them into a movie.
This is a festival that was thrown by Tony Lawrence and Hal Tolchin, and they had at least 30 acts. So this is the entire summer of 1969, and over 300,000 people seen this festival. It was taped and preserved, but nobody was interested in this. And so it just sat in Hal Tolson's basement for 50 years.
He pitched it and everyone was like, yeah.
He pitched it. He even tried to repitch it as, this is the Black Woodstock. And they still, nobody was interested. And so he gave up after like 1977.
Questlove, his first film as a director, Summer of Soul. And word is, it's a breathtaking account of a very funky festival.
Fingers start shaking. I began to run.
Stevie Wonder, before him Nina Simone, the Isley Brothers, Sly and the Family Stone. Artists involved in the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival, a hugely successful event that then disappeared from the abundant history and folklore of the 1960s. Maybe the media just preferred hippies to black people. It's probably more complicated. Questlove's film, Summer of Soul, celebrates an event that deserves to be remembered as a musical high point, its themes still relevant.
The irony wasn't lost on me that the circumstances that were happening in 67, 68, 69, and 70 were occurring to us right now, 50 years later. And so we saw it as a chance to really contextualize for those who, like, you know, Gen Z and millennials who aren't familiar with those acts, but why they all got together and used their voice for, like, activism. So even if you're just there for the music or you see the message of why this concert had to be broken, it covers all the generations.
Film Summer of Soul for an Australian release in a few weeks. We go out with this one from Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, do you know that some folks know about it, some don't. Some will learn to shout it, some won't. But sooner or later, baby, here's a ditty say you're gonna have to get right down to the real nitty-gritty.